Okay, thank you. I'm from University of Mississippi. I'd like to acknowledge my co-author, Glenn Wilson, and Craig Kiki. So what I'm going to do is, first I'm talk about objective, and I talk about the seismic wave, surface wave method. And I will present the two tasks in a summary and the future work. The goal of this talk is to develop some non-invasive technique for subsurface profile measurement. So with this method, we are able to image the 2D cross-section of soil up to 2 meters in the Weddell zone. So we are going to use this method to detect the fringe pan layer, a hard layer. And we also conduct some long-term survey to study the weather and seasonal effect. So first, I'm going to describe a little bit about the surface wave. This is a rainy wave called surface wave. It's actually, its energy is concentrated in one wavelength. That means if you have a longer wavelength, you carry information of deeper soil. And if you have short wavelengths, you carry the information of the shallow soil. So we can use this property to extract the soil at different depths. So this is a kind of method. We use an electromagnetic shaker to shake the ground to generate a surface wave. And we use a device called a laser Doppler vibrometer, which is actually measure the surface vibration. And we can use the step motor to move this air DV to along this straight line to measure multiple surface vibration. So this is an example of the surface vibration at a different location. So after we receive this, we can do signal processing. The first signal processing is in frequency domain, it's generally FFT. And then the second processing in the spatial domain. So after processing, we can get this so-called overtone image. Actually, it's a rainy wave velocity as function of depth, frequency. So we call this is called a dispersion curve. And after get this dispersion curve, we can do the inversion. And the inversion algorithm is the outcome of the inversion is this shear wave velocity as a function of depth. This is the shear wave velocity. This is the depth. So, so from this one, if we repeat this measurement, we can get the cross-section profile, the soil profile in terms of shear wave velocity. This is the typical results. And then we can now, we're going to use this method to detect the fringe pan. So this is just generally the definition of the fringe pan. What I want to emphasize is fringe pan is a high bulk density and high mechanical strength, which will present high seismic velocity. So before we go to the field, we first needed to do some visual inspection. So we dig a trench, and we found the fringe pan actually occurred in this depth and here, which is something around 50 centimeter to 90 centimeter below the surface. And meanwhile, we also do some shear vein test. It's a kind of penetration test. From this shear vein test, we found this, you know, it's in agreement with our visual inspection. It's a shear vein occurred in here, in this range. So here's we do our seismic wave method. This is a connection of multiple dispersion curves. And we can process in this data, and then we found this image. So you can see that this hot red zone is actually it's a high velocity layer. And this kind of layering which is also in agreement with our previous site characterization. So that means we can use this method to detect the hard panel, like a fragile pan. So the next step, this is more detail can be found in this paper. And then we moved on, we used this method to study the temporal variation of the soil, which is a kind of a long-term survey starting from 2011 to 2012. And before we do this, we also needed to get some ground truth. We used buried several soil sensors and as well as the acoustic sensor to measure the seismic velocity. And this is the result. This is temperature, soil temperature. This is water content. And this is water potential. And this is the seismic velocity. Actually, we call it P-wave velocity. So the good thing is that if you compare with these two figures, you can see the similarity between the water potential and the seismic velocity. That means the seismic velocity can be used to predict the water potential. So this is the results, the long-term survey for the seismic method is the dispersion curve at a different season. So this is winter 2011, this is winter season in 2012, this is spring season in 2012. And this is the summer. So you see that in the winter, you don't see too much change. But however, the dramatic change would appear in this summertime. So after we do the inversion, and we got the soil image, so this is the winter time. This is all the winter time, and this is the springtime, and this is the summer. So we can see that in winter time, we don't see too much change, although you can see some subtle change in the, if you have rainfall, you can see some, but the most dramatic and obviously would be in the summertime. Here, you can see very dry season. So this acoustic velocity would show the very high value. And we can see all the some detail and a quantitative analysis can be found in this paper. And in summary, so we developed a kind of method. That method can be able to measure non-invasively up to the soil up to 2 meters deep. And we can monitoring and mapping spatial and temporal variation of soil property in terms of S-wave velocity. And we can use this method to detect the fragile pan. And we can also perform the long-term survey to showing this subsurface property change with the weather and the seasoning. So the future work, if we can continue to increase our frequency, then we can study this very top thin layer. It's called a surface crust, and to study the soil erosion effect. And of course, we can study the floor pan to identify the floor pan, and also the compaction the effect. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there questions? We probably have time for one or two. You're not going to ask questions. Make me ask all the questions. So one of my questions there was, so you identified the fragile pan layer there in the soil, and then talked about also some correlation you saw with water potential.
Right.
So how are you sorting out the signal, you know, can you identify the fragile pan layer? And as I saw, that seemed to change a little bit with wetness into the summer. What are you doing to try to separate those different signals?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it's actually the acoustic velocity has the two functions. One is related to the water potential, mm-hmm. and another is related to the mechanical strength. So if you have like a situation like a fragile pan, this present a very high mechanical strength, mm-hmm. so we can identify from the contrast. And if in some case you have a lot of water penetrated to the fragile pan area, maybe in that case you will eliminate the contrast.
Right.
But you have to wait sometimes, when it's very dry, you can see the fragile pan.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Thank you very much.